I am generally the eternal optimist. I believe that because of what we as a state and certainly us as legislators have been through in the last few years, there is, and I speak at least for the House, there is certainly a willingness to work together. Now, is that true with all members? Certainly not. But I do see a willingness to work together on a number of issues. We were able to accomplish some things this year that, quite frankly, if we didn't have compromise and negotiation, never would have happened. The hospital assessment redesign comes to mind, and certainly an issue that was desperately needed as there was a deadline looming. But I think that at the end of the day, the product that we came up with was a very good product, and it's going to be a very good model for Illinois moving forward. And I believe that we can have more and more of those discussions on the issues that as they come forward. I would like to think that we're going to find common ground on workers' compensation. When the bus with the Illinois trial lawyers on it leave the state of Illinois and go over the state line, that's when that is going to happen, and when Speaker Madigan is no longer in the Illinois House. But again, I'm the eternal optimist, so I think that too can happen.
What I would add is we all know it's election year. And depending upon what happens November 6th, there'll be a different views in the House and, I believe, Senate overall in Springfield. What that looks like, certainly I've not been in the General Assembly when we the General Assembly had a supermajority with one party, and I certainly do not want to go to that time frame. But there are potential for some big changes. We've all heard of some potential for tax increases. It would take a constitutional change. And so that possibly could be looming. Medical marijuana is certainly one that has been brought up and discussed over and over and over again. And what direction that goes, I don't know. I was a big supporter of the hemp bill, totally separate from marijuana. Hemp is a crop that we grow on the farm, a diversified crop that has no THC value. It has 0.4%. where marijuana has a 10 to 30% THC value, so it's going to be interesting. I know as far as bills that everyone can come and circle around are certainly the veterans bills. We still got more ways to go on our veterans bills, health education, mental health is going to be something else that we're going to have to really tackle this year. There's been a lot of discussion over the past year on mental health, but as I'm out visiting the county health departments and visiting our sheriffs and Life Skills Center there in Kewaunee, mental health keeps coming up over and over again. So I believe that's something we're going to have to tackle more. But, with the election coming up, it's going to be interesting, and we'll just have to see. As mentioned, we have a veto session coming up here in November, and once again, the atmosphere there will probably set the tone for how we jump into that spring session. Thank you.
Something I think that people are going to agree that we need, and I'm pretty sure we'll get there, is a capital bill. And just a little background, that's where dollars will be spent on roads. And I think would we agree generally, I think most people are supportive that needs to happen. The question is, how do you pay for it, and what's it going to look like? Depending on who gets elected, if Governor Rauner's back in there, I think it'll be more of a pay-as-you-go system where dollars are used each year and there'll be a new revenue source for that. I believe that if we end up with J.B. Pritzker, what will probably happen is a really big number that will be bonded and money will come in over time, but the repairs will happen quickly. I see those as a scenario. I've been working on this with a group called Transportation for Illinois Coalition. The reason I wanted to stand up and say this is I welcome input on this because I think it's going to be the toughest spot I've been in. Here's what will happen. If J.B. is elected, we're going to be faced with a motor fuel tax. They're right now they're talking about probably a 14 cent is the kind of number they're looking at. Also, there's something where the sales tax you currently pay on gas would go away, but that would be covered with another motor fuel tax. And I don't have that exact number in my mind. So there's big dollars there. Most people in the room will agree that if we're going to spend money as a state, probably education is one of the first most important places. Second is probably our infrastructure. So we see the need for it. What I hear when I talk to people is I don't have a problem with dollars for infrastructure tied to a user fee like a motor fuel tax, but what really go into infrastructure will get stolen as something else. Most of you in this room voted for an amendment to our Constitution a year ago in November that set up the lockbox that said IDOT dollars have to stay in IDOT. That's good news. So here's the question I have, and I want feedback on over time. If we end up with being faced with this bonding issue, we're going to be asked to vote yes on this. And the problem you have is we don't want to be on these yes votes on taxes, okay? But if we're not involved in them, we don't get dollars downstate. And the thing's going to pass probably anyway. So tough decision for me, who's never been a tax guy, and I'm sure I'm joined with the others up here. If that comes to us, where do you want us on that thing? So we would welcome feedback on where you see that going. But a capital bill will probably happen. That'll be the place we'll agree. Just how to pay for it would be the question.
I also have been working with the Transportation Coalition because all of us travel these roads all the time, and we're worried about our building and infrastructure of some of our state buildings and the like, or our university buildings. So a capital program has been put off for too long. We need a stable thing, and the lockbox was really good. Something we found out in the last budget was the lockbox also includes Metra and CTA and the infrastructure of Chicago area. That kind of took us by surprise because we thought it just was going to be roads and things that we typically think of as infrastructure. So that was a surprise, but it's a roundabout way to get our transportation all over the state. So block box is good, but that was a surprise, and we have to plan for that. So do give us your input. Last night in the governor's debate, it was talked about, do people want mileage tax? And I can tell you resoundingly, I've heard no on that because they don't like the idea of being tracked as far as their mileage. But as Chuck says, we've got to look at some ways. The last thing we did to do a transportation bill was the VO poker, something that is not appealing to me too much, but something that I supported because that was the last option to get us a capital bill, and that's what got us the 34 connection over in Burlington and got us the Macomb bypass and some of those projects. So transportation is vital for our area in economic growth. The recreational marijuana, you can give us your thoughts on that. I've heard overwhelmingly from law enforcement that they do not support that. We look at Colorado. I have children that live in Colorado. From my observance of that, it's not been a very positive thing. Even though it goes to education, it seems like the cost to them of policing that and the cost of the homeless problems and the cost of people not being able to get a first-time job because they test positive for a drug is not helping that state. So those are just those thoughts. One of the things that we've been talking about is a progressive income tax. You've heard that being sometimes it's floated as a fair tax. My opinion, it's not fair. It would require opening the Illinois Constitution because we have an Illinois flat tax. And then the legislature can change it every year. If you open it up to a progressive, that means, it can be 9 this year. It can be 11 the next year. And I just don't trust the legislature, even though I'm part of it. But I'm in the minority. I'm in the minority, and I have seen too many problems with that. Another thing that's not been thought of much is redistricting. We're going to be going into that. I served on the redistricting committee 10 years ago that went all over the state, and something to be very mindful because the next governor is going to be part of this redistricting. And we didn't have a stopgap the last time, and it was It was brutal. Noreen and I are perfect examples of that. I served in the House in the 93rd District. She served in the House in the 94th District. The 47th Senate District encompasses that. The 47th Senate District at that time was held by a Democrat, a very good person I really liked working with. But his district didn't change. But Noreen and mine flipped. I had the South previously, and she had the North, and then now she has the east part of that district, and Randy Freese has the west part. They even changed the numbers. So that's what happens in redistricting in Illinois when we don't have a balance.